and welcome to Radio Gaga at Planet FM 104.6, sharing life and experiences from disabled people, by disabled people, for disabled people. Each week, we bring you stories based around our multiple abilities. You don't have to wait any longer to listen to insightful views, news, and reviews from around your community. We invite you to join us as we show you our community. Radio Gaga wants you to understand our dreams for a truly inclusive Auckland.
Welcome to Radio Gaga on 104.6 FM. My name is Mel and I'm today in the studio with Josh, our other host on Radio Gaga. How are you today, Josh?
Good.
Are you sure? Because you were just telling me a moment ago that you aren't feeling the very best today. And may I ask why not? I mean, there have been some big changes in your life. So, I mean, is there anything that our audience could relate to in what you're going through?
I've just moved out of Papakura and, yeah, it's a big thing for me because Papakura is my home. I consider it my home for now.
Absolutely. After some music, we can talk about that because I may have to move too, which you may not know about. So we can talk about moving, or you'll find out after we play some music. All right.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. This thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Oh, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful, and it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
So come on, ride with me, see where this thing goes. So come on, ride with me, maybe if it's meant to be. Maybe we do,
maybe we don't,
maybe we will, maybe we won't. But if it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Sing it, baby.
If it's meant to be.
So won't you ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
If it's meant to be, it'll be,
it'll be.
Baby, if it's meant to be.
If it's meant to be,
it'll be,
it'll be.
Baby, if it's meant to be.
Josh, where have you moved to?
Papakura.
Why? What you mean? You
moved to Waiuku. Yeah.
So you moved from Papakura to Waiuku. Uh-huh. And what's out at Waiuku?
Not much stuff, but my parents live out there and I don't really want to talk about that right now.
Well, that's okay. But making a big move for someone that has daily challenges like both of us is a huge move, not just like emotionally and physically, but, you know, it's a big change in your life because not only have, especially you, Josh, you've worked hard to set up things in your life like your job at Renaissance Group and, you know, the other things like you are doing like training for races and running and different things. So going out to Wai'uku and living with your parents again, I can imagine that those things have been turned upside down and you're not able to be in the same mindset and place that you were when you were in Papakura.
But I might be, unfortunately, I might be moving back there to another house because I got told about another house in Papakura and I'm quite interested to move back there.
Well, that would be wonderful. Will you be living with other people?
Another person. We might be having a swimming pool.
Well, that would be fantastic. Are you going to invite me around?
Dunno, depends on what's happening.
Yeah. Well, you need to be settled in there first. And will you still have your jobs at Renaissance Group? Or
yep.
Are you looking yep. for any other kind of jobs?
The guy at McDonald's is interested in me, so I'm just waiting on a phone call from... I was meant to go to an interview tomorrow, but my mum says that I might have to wait until I move back to Papakura just to settle down again, which is going to take a while, and I know that for a fact.
Well, absolutely, because you want to be able to get to and from work.
It's like I came home from doing stuff with my flatmates and then all of a sudden I get kicked out and it's like, well, I can't really do anything about it and it's like I just sat down for like five, not even that long, and then all of a sudden I just get kicked out.
Was it explained to you why you were kicked out?
Sort of. Because there's too many people in the house and it really hurts and the way that the lady treated me, she said that if anything, I don't really want to talk about, to be honest, I don't even want
to. No, and it's difficult for you to talk about because I get the sense that you don't fully understand why you were kicked out. I mean, you behaved yourself and you paid your rent and you got along with everyone. And to be kicked out under circumstances like that and not given much time to assess your options is not very good.
I had a support worker come over and then when he left, all of a sudden three of them went into a room and then they came out of the bedroom and then told me I had to leave. I had to ring my mother at a very bad time because she was at work and then, yeah.
Now we have Arena Grande.
At least I'm being honest. Feel like a failure, cause I know that I failed you. I should have done you better, cause you don't wanna lie. I know she gives you everything, but boy, I couldn't give it to you. But I know that you got everything, but I got nothing here without you. So I love you. I need I swear I'll make you worth it. Can't you forgive me? At least just temporarily. I know that this is my fault. I should have been more careful. I know she gives you everything, but boy, I couldn't give it to you. I know you got everything, but I got nothing here without you, baby. I need to be the one.
Radio Gaga, 104.6 FM with Mel and Josh. Josh, have you ever lived in a caravan or motorhome before?
No.
Yeah, because I'm looking possibly at that, or building a house with Sean, my boyfriend, and his parents could possibly gift us some land, well, basically their backyard, so we could subdivide. But if they don't do that, we're going to be possibly living in a motorhome or a caravan, because there's family circumstances that require us to be closer to his family, and that will be out in not Papakura, but Papatoa, which will be close out to you, so we can do more radio stuff, of course. But it's quite quite a complex sort of thing to think about your future and possibly raising your children in a motorhome.
You don't really want to do that.
No, it'll be weird. Not quite weird, because I know of people over in the States that raise their children in these trailers and motorhomes, and they travel around the country and they do homeschooling. And myself, I've always been interested in unschooling, which is basically a concept where children have self-discovery. So they discover what they want to learn, and you encourage them and provide them with all the resources that they need to be able to learn that subject or topic and become experts in it. So when they're an adult, they have a passion and they are doing what they like. So, you know, they can go to university and get those good grades if they want to, or they can go and start a business, or they can go and travel. And I think, you know, having that flexibility of living in a mobile home would be kind of cool and relatable to the experiences and philosophies that I believe in and that I want to have. But it's always it's just our backup plan at the moment. But building a home would be much better. And having low vision too, it is a little bit of a challenge, because I would prefer a bigger place than a caravan, and to be able to run a household properly and cook and clean. But if it's a little space, I only need to use a little vacuum cleaner, I suppose. But we went and looked at the motorhomes yesterday, and I couldn't see the prices on the information, of course, and I always had to ask Sean, you know, what is the price of this thing? And it was always like over 150 grand. So yes, that will be a bank loan that I don't have, because, as you know, Josh, the statistics of people with disabilities and employment is very low and not very good. So having lost some job opportunities lately, I've had to reassess my whole life, basically, and think, what am I going to do next? Because looking for a job, could it take up to 2 or 5 or even 10 years? I know of some people with a visual impairment. So
don't let that get to you, though. You'll find, get there, and you'll get there.
No, I know, but, you know, they say that looking for a full-time job is a full-time job, and I do wonder if we should be putting more work into Radio Gaga. And then you think about what brings you joy, and it's the same with you, Josh, having made your move and thinking about moving back. You know, how am I going to make the most of it when I do move back? You know, who are the people that I want to associate with in my life to be able to make the life that I want?
Because I did so many things with Charles and Liz. Like, we went out and did things. We went down to Hamilton and things like that, and now I don't know, because, yeah, it's really a hard thing to kind of talk about, because it's the first time in a year that I've actually moved back to Waiuku again, and, yeah.
Yeah, and whilst you did have good experience in Waiuku with your parents, with the farming and everything that you've told us about, it's your old life, you know, the old chapter of your life, and you want a new life that you've envisioned for yourself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, every day when I was living in Papakura, I woke up and I had my plans for the day. I got up and did things and went downtown by myself and did everything on my own. And yeah, so when I move back to Papakura, I've got to sort out my plan, re- told out my plans again, like get up and do things all over again and work. To be honest with at a work, it's not a, it's all right, I've got my brothers and my brother and my nephews and that, but it's just that I've only just moved back then. It's like, wow, you know, it suddenly hit me that finally I can get out of a house that I didn't really like. And
yeah, well, you know, every closed door opens and another door, doesn't it? So, I mean, it's opened the door to spending more time with your family, but long term, that's not what you want. It's not what you want. So you want to be able to live independently, which you were doing.
And, yeah.
And I understand your disappointment in that.
I'm not disappointed. I'm hurt. Like, my heart dropped as soon as I heard it, and then I rang someone and then talked to her, and then I won't mention who it is, but afterwards I started crying and I felt really heartbroken, you know. It was just like my chest just ripped apart and my heart just ripped. It felt like I lost my best friend all over again, but in a friendships with people that I trusted, and they gave me a home, and then they just turned their backs and then chuck all my stuff outside, and then yeah.
Yeah, so you've lost the trust of your friends, which is not great in the case when you do have other challenges, like even just living away from your parents. You know, even when I moved out of home at 16, I hadn't had the full, I guess you would say, training from my mother, you know, to be able to cook and clean and stuff, and I had to adapt on my own, and which I have, and I'm so thankful that I mean, I was the black sheep in the ripple of the family, but I adapted and I learned on my own, and now that I might have a possible husband, you know, I definitely have a very supportive boyfriend. So, I mean, being able to take care of yourself and take care of others, and I would hope that you would want that kind of life too, where you want to be able to do things for yourself and have a life with someone else as well, Josh.
Yeah. I've always wanted to have kids. Like when I was 21, I wanted to have kids and things like that. And kids mean a lot to me. And like very deep down inside, I love my nephews a bit. It's like they're my own kids. And I've always just wanted to have a kid, like even if it's a girl or a boy, I just wanted to have a kid so I can look after them on my own with someone who trusts me and who's loyal and who's straightforward and someone who's honest and someone who's loyal.
Yeah, and that just supports you, you know.
Mm.
Just has your back, you know. And that's what I find really valuable with my relationship, you know. We don't provide financial assistance to each other or anything. It's just being there emotionally and supporting each other and encouraging each other to do what, you know, each other wants to do. And just being someone to lean on.
Mm.
You know, and push you too. I think that's a big thing. And especially, you know, if you do have a disability like us, you can sometimes probably settle in yourself and go, well, I know enough and I'm going to just go through life like this. But there's so much more out there for you. And you see this in the Paralympians too, and people that achieve great things with, you know, challenges that most people don't have. So you want to be able to say, hey, look at that. I could possibly do that and go for it and have the people around you to support you, just like your friends. But I'm sure you will gain those friendships back, Josh, and rebuild what you had. But you first need to get back to Papaka.
Yeah. Well, I'm still friends with Charles and Liz, but not the ones that live in the, one of them that lives in the house, but not on the other two, though.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, what do you see?
Do you see it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry, for making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all, I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me, don't put the blame on me. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human. I do what I can. I'm just a man. I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
You're on Radio Gaga with Mel and Josh. Josh, who are our sponsors?
Radio Gaga, 104.6 Planet FM. You can also find us on
Facebook.com/Radio Gaga 104.6 FM. And I'd like to thank our sponsors, Renaissance Group, the very best supporting living provider in Auckland. And you can find them at renaissancegroup.co.nz. And have a great week, Josh. I hope that you get some more clarity around your move and what you want.
You call me all friendly, telling me how much you miss me. That's funny, I guess you've heard my songs. Well, I'm too busy for your business. Go find a girl who wants to listen. 'Cause if you think I was born yesterday, you have got me wrong. So I cut you off. I don't need your love, 'cause I already cried enough. I've been done, I've been moving on since we said goodbye. I cut you off, I don't need your love, so you can try all you want. Your time is up, I'll tell you why. When my best friend caught you creeping, you blamed it all on the alcohol. So I made my decision, 'cause you made your bed, sleep in it. Play the victim and switch your position. I'm through, I'm done. So I cut you off. I don't need your love, 'cause I already cried enough. I've been done, I've been moving on since we said goodbye. I cut you off. I don't need your love, so you can try all you want. Your time is up, I'll tell you why. You say I'm sorry, but it's too late now. So baby, get gone, shut up. 'Cause if you think I care about you now, well, boy, I don't give a fuck. I'll be
don't give a damn. You keep reminiscing on when you were my man, but I'm over you. Now you're all in the past. You talk all that sweet talk, but I ain't coming back. Cut you off, I don't need your love. So you can try all you want. Your time is up, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
You
this morning, but I can taste you on the tip of my tongue. Alarm without no warning, you're by my side and we've got smoke in our lungs. Last night we were way up, kissing in the back of the cab, and then you say, love, baby, let's go back to my flat. And when we wake up, never had a feeling like that. I got a reason, so mad, put that record on again. I don't wanna hear sad songs anymore. But I think I'm falling. I'm not proud, but I'm usually the type of girl that would hit and run. No risk, so I think I'm all in. When I kiss your lips through my heart beat thump. And now we're way up, dancing on the roof of the house. And then we make love right there on your best friend's couch. And then you say, love, this is what it's all about. So keep on kissing my mouth and put that record on again. I don't wanna hear sad songs anymore. I only wanna hear love songs. I found my heart.
Hey, thanks for listening to Radio Gaga. Remember, listen every Wednesday, 1 p.m. or any time online at planetaudio.org.nz/Radio Gaga, where we will share another week's insights. Also remember, this program is available for 7 days after this broadcast, so grab your friends, family, workmates and community groups to listen online when it suits them. Join us Wednesdays at 1 p.m. for more news from disabled people, by disabled people and for disabled people.